Lesson 20. Saving the Planet. Smog is a mixture of smoke and fog, and Americans became unhappily aware of it in the 1960s when it hung over Los Angeles for days on end, making the air not only unpleasant to breathe, but actually detrimental to people's health. Many believe this polluted air, produced by smoke from vehicle exhausts and factory chimneys, to be an omen of things to come if people did not take better care of the environment. The environment is the world we inhabit, everything living and inanimate. Environmentalists are people who wish to preserve the environment. They deplore the damage we are doing to it. They remind us that we share our planet with an estimated 30 million or so other species of plants and animals, and they cherish this diversity of life. For a long time, governments, both at the state and national level, had been derelict when it came to protecting the environment. The chief reason for this was the apathy of the public, who were largely unaware of the environmental damage until it was almost too late. Rachel Carson's Silent Spring, published in 1962, warned of the harm being done to the environment by overuse of chemical fertilizers and pesticides. Her book had an enormous impact. Voters began to take an interest in environmental issues, so lawmakers were given the incentive to take action. Environmentalists badgered Congress to pass laws such as the Clean Air Acts of 1970 and 1990. Finally, industries that were the worst polluters were compelled to reduce the emissions from vehicles and factory chimneys. Citizens cannot, however, be deluded into thinking that simply passing laws will protect people from environmental harm. Individuals must remain active. An example of a person who did just this is Janice Dickerson. She made it her mission in life to educate people about the dangers of living along a 75-mile stretch of the Mississippi River south of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. During recent decades, it witnessed the building of more than 100 chemical factories and oil refineries, which emitted smoke from chimneys and dumped chemicals into the river. Known as Cancer Alley, this area has one of the highest cancer rates in the United States. Lois Gibbs is another person active in the environmental movement. In 1978, it was discovered that Love Canal, 3 blocks from her home near Buffalo, New York, had been a dumping ground for toxic chemicals. The local residents, fearing that they too would suffer from the asthma and blood disorders experienced by some of their neighbors, felt forced to abandon their homes. Gibbs moved to Washington, D.C., where she runs a consulting service for people across the country who find themselves in situations similar to the people of Love Canal. She also speaks about such issues across the country. One of the most effective ways of getting people involved in environmental issues has been Earth Day, whose purpose is to foster awareness of the harm we are doing to our planet. Started in 1970 in the United States, it has grown rapidly. And on Earth Day 2000, people in 184 countries participated in its activities. Earth Day is celebrated each year on April 22nd. But to those who care about the environment, every day is Earth Day.